Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week, we hear from the chef at East London's hidden gem, Towpath Cafe.
My name is Laura Jackson. I'm the head chef and co-owner of Towpath, which is on the Regent's Canal in East London. And I'd like to share one of my favourite recipes with you today, which is roast chicken. Obviously a very, very simple recipe, but I think one that is quite hard to pull off properly. And I've roasted a lot of chickens in my life, so I think by now I think I've got the recipe down to a T. It's a great one to cook at home because it is so simple and it's a crowd pleaser, so it's quick to prepare. And the reason I chose this recipe is because, well, one, it is totally delicious, but for me, my sort of philosophy and the way I love to cook is not wasting anything. And the great thing about roast chicken is once you've served the chicken, you can then make a stock with the carcass, which allows you to make lots of different stews and soups and broths. And then there's also tends to be quite a lot of meat that you miss from carving, which can then be used for another thing. So essentially you can get 3 or 4 dishes from one thing, which makes me very, very happy. So all you need to do is get a roast chicken. Obviously, I would say definitely to get a chicken that has had a good life, so free range or organic or from a farm where you know that they're having a nice time. And I used to always roast my chickens with butter, but then maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I had to give up dairy. I had some health issues, so I switched to using olive oil and actually feel that it is much better than using butter because the crispiness of the skin, you can take it to another level because the burning properties of olive oil are much lower than butter. So I would definitely go for olive oil. For one chicken, you definitely want one big juicy lemon and then a head of garlic. If you've got some tarragon or bay leaves to stuff up its bum, you can do that as well, but that's not a huge thing. So really it's super, super simple. What you want to do first is get your oven, I would say almost as hot as possible. Obviously if you've got a very strong oven, I would do it at about kind of 220, 230. And then I would cut the garlic in half and stick it up its bum with some bay leaves and tarragon if you have. Cut the lemon in half. Squeeze it, get all the juice out that you can possibly get out and squeeze it all over the chicken. And again, I then put the lemon up its bum. It just cooks more evenly if you've got lots of things stuffed up inside it. Then I put lots of pepper and some molten sea salt and then a really, really generous glug of olive oil. Then just get your hands in and just rub it all over. And then pop it in the oven, breast side up, and I do between 25 to 35 minutes at a super, super high heat. Basically, this is the stage where you want the skin to go really, really crispy. So anywhere between that time. And then once the skin is super crispy, you want to turn the heat down really, really low. So I turn it down to about 140, 150, and then cook it for another 25 to 35 minutes. So in total, you want to cook the chicken for an hour. So if it's super high for 25, then you do low for 35 or vice versa. And then you basically take it out. I don't baste it or touch it during its cooking and let it rest for a good 20 minutes to half an hour and then it's good to go.
Thanks to Laura Jackson for her recipe. Laura and her colleague Laurie DeMori have just released the book Towpath Recipes and Stories, and we'll be hearing more from them on our food and drink show The Menu a bit later. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.